This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Pascal Petit. Petit was born in Paris, France, on December 20th, 1953. She spent part of her childhood living in that country, as well as in Wales, in the United Kingdom. After finishing secondary school, she was trained as a sculptor at the Royal College of Art in London. During this time, she held many exhibitions of her work in such varied places as the London Underground, the Natural History Museum, and the Peruvian Amazon. This would have a profound influence on her later work. When she turned to writing poetry, she commanded an immediate audience, and she soon became the editor of Poetry London. This is a position she would hold from 1990 to 2005. Her books include Heart of a Deer, The Zoo Father, The Huntress, The Tree Creeper's Tale, and Mama Amazonica, which is her latest collection, published by Blood Axe Books. Petit has won the RSL Onjati Prize, and she has frequently been shortlisted for the prestigious T.S. Eliot Prize. Notably, her books have been listed as Books of the Year by The Observer, The Times Literary Supplement, and The Independent. She has also received numerous awards and fellowships and continues to give readings all over the world, including China, Mexico, Israel, Lithuania, Kazakhstan, Belgrade, and America. Today's poem is The Magma Room. I first became aware of Petit's work when I was visiting London many years ago. I can still remember picking up The Zoo Father, that's the collection in which this poem appears, and I was riveted by its imagery, by its power, by its raw honesty. Today's poem is about the overwhelming, scorching heat of a sexual assault. It's about the long afterburn of memory and of what remains. This is The Magma Room by Pascal Petit. Then his window turned to quartz crystal and his curtains to rock. I was back in the magma chamber of my childhood, in my father's bedroom. He'd punched a crater in my chest, and we'd both fallen in, then resurfaced, burnished, the heat almost melting my bones, the sheets glowing red, then bursting into flame. My face pressed into the lava pillow would always leave a mask as he pushed further into me. And when I tried to pull away, the stone face I now had stared at the ceiling and saw it bubble. My long black hair flowed down me in rivers of fire, which he kept stroking and twisting until the roots tore. I slipped into a molten darkness, down to a white core where I was numbed. A doctor woke me on the cool kitchen table. Over 40 years have passed since I buried that night under clouds of volcanic ash, and when you ask me what I remember, all I say is his smell, like a stone lining in my nostrils.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. The Magma Room is from The Zoo Father by Pascal Petit, copyright 2001, Sarin Books. Aired and archived with permission by the poet and also the publisher, Mick Felton. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.